What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Great. What did you have it on, 78?
It was on 76.
He's pretty tight with the thermostat.
Shit.
There we go.
All right, you good?
Yeah.
You feeling the breeze?
Right.
All right. Where the fuck's my phone? It's got shit on it I need for this.
Oh, okay. You better take notes.
Oh, I got notes. All right. Welcome to Operation Pigmentation, Episode 3. It feels like this is Episode 137 just because of how many times we've been around each other. Rio's here. Rio, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, same old shit, different toilet, baby.
Yeah, oh, boy, I never heard that one before. Craig, what the fuck's going on?
Hey, man, just kicking it.
Okay, kicking it. Can we talk for a second, man?
Let's talk.
All right.
Let's talk.
I have some feedback I want to read you guys. Because I will tell you, I've been doing this radio and podcast shit for like 20 plus years. I've done a few things. I got a lot of compliments when I used to host the podcast for the Lightning. But this fucking podcast that we've done two episodes of, people are sending me emails like it's changing their fucking life. Here's one from a woman. I just listened to Pigmentation. You are Larry David and they are Leon. It's really fucking funny. I love it. Damn. Also, another one, just listen to the podcast with your barbers. Freaking awesome. The one dude is a smooth brother. Keep it up. Let's see. There's another one. Operation Pigmentation. I love it. Cultural perspective is something we all need. I especially love the hot mic at the end of the segment. So, and he goes, cultural perspective, what I meant by that was their perspective on what's happening in the world. They're cool guys, and they're just trying to run a business. So, I mean, I have a bunch more, but I couldn't find them. But people are loving this shit.
That's
great, man.
Okay, so have you guys been getting any feedback at all?
Yeah, actually, we have a couple people come by the barbershop.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They're saying that they love the podcast.
Okay.
I mean, we actually have customers that actually brought their child to get a haircut. He got a haircut.
Are white people coming in? Or
yeah, white.
Spanish.
Really?
People.
Yeah.
Okay, people.
Human beings.
All right, so here's the thing, man. I got a list of shit to talk about right now. It's all very important. We didn't do the podcast at all last week because, you know, you guys were making money. Craig, we talked. You said 1 o'clock was good for you. 1 o'clock was better for me because it's less time that I have to wait at the studio. We settled on 1. We were going to move forward with 1 o'clock. Now, you hit me up at 1 and said you were leaving St. Pete. I get that. You know, 15, 20-minute drive over here.
We were on drug dealer time.
It is 2:10.
We were on drug dealer time.
Now,
we're not drug dealers.
We're not drug dealers.
I started the show by reading all the compliments because, unfortunately, I have to wait around for you guys all day because people love this shit. And I get it. And I want to make the people happy. But I also need to try to come to some sort of like agreement on how I understand your time and my time. Because your 1 o'clock is 2:10. So I don't know how to program that, Craig.
Okay, let me help you out.
Help me, please.
As long as there are people that need their haircut, we're going to like keep cutting.
Okay.
Until it's time to go.
But why are you, we're
working that out, Seth.
You came up today.
Listen,
on the third
Seth,
episode.
Well, watch this. I am sorry that we can't get here on time.
No, I don't want that. No, I want you to maintain your stance that you are making money. Every time we get done recording, we talk about a time. You're like, no, that's perfect. I can leave then. No, there's nobody at the shop then. Every time.
That's how it used to work.
And now you're just so fucking busy, you can't leave.
Yeah, actually, we have 2 new barbers.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
doing okay?
Yeah, the 2 new guys are actually like great.
Okay. All right. I'm all good. With you guys.
You know, a couple things happen. Like, you know, one dude has $60, so he wanted to cut the line. And then, you know, another guy, you know, he kind of came late. And then my dad came by. And he fed me in Rio.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah. And
is your dad good, man?
Yeah, he's actually all right. I mean, you see, he's stopping by.
Your dad, I don't know if we mentioned this.
He's a fighter.
Has kidney issues and pancreatic cancer, right?
Yep.
And the motherfucker's feeding you guys.
Yeah, he dropped. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't mean motherfucker in a bad way, just so you guys know. I just felt like we were cool. Like, I respect
you. He would agree with you 1,000%.
What's a,
he'd be like, goddamn right, I'm a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what he's going to say. Well, he's actually going to say he's a real man.
He is a real. Is he happy?
No, no, no. You got to say man. Right. Man. That's man. Right. Real man.
Real man.
Real man. Right. Okay. Right. So I just wanted. I'm not upset at all.
Shout out to 40 Dog.
Shout out 40 Dog. I'm not upset with you guys. I would never be upset. I just want to get on the same wavelength, you know?
Okay,
just give me the wavelength.
If we were paid to be here on time, we would be on time.
No, but you did talk about that you want us to build a studio on the south side now.
Yeah, because we would actually have a reason to be on time.
And listen, do you guys know that we're making merch? Did I send anything to you, Craig?
Yeah, we looked at the t-shirts and we like them.
You like it?
Yeah. We love it.
We love it.
All right. So, Bubba, so we got their approval. So, we're going to sell merch. I haven't worked out any deal at all, but
Seth, we need to okay any deal.
Yes.
That you do, because we just, it's not about the money, but it's about the money.
It's about the money. I want.
You know, let's be realistic. Everybody in this world needs some kind of hustle, side hustle.
Yes, sir.
Or whatever this is. To us, this is a side hustle and also a platform for us to advertise, for maybe other people to advertise, and maybe we don't understand the business part of this, so we're trusting you.
Okay. Well,
now, you know, we can do better on the time thing. I mean,
you can work.
Yeah, we can. We can. I mean, I'm pretty sure that me and Rio can be on time.
Okay. I know you guys can. And you weren't even driving, Craig. Rio was driving. So, what, you like a text message of like, hey, man, that 1 o'clock, it might.
And then I smoked, and then I got in the car, and then we got
because
gas.
I got high. Because
yeah,
I got high.
Pretty much. I mean, it was money, then high, then the show.
Okay.
Plus, you know, I can't smoke in the studio.
That's right.
So that means that I have to have a little smoke break. And we're not smoking in vehicles. That's so childish.
Is it now?
It's childish.
Okay. You know what? I like
Bottom
that.
Bottom line, it's childish.
I noticed that you did.
Be 100 about it. If you can't wait a minute to get where you're going to burn or to burn before you go, you need better cannabis.
Mm.
Doesn't
it feel good sometimes with my vaporizer where you just take it out and you just kind of hit it?
I agree with that. I agree with that. Okay. That's a hold you over.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that's a, you know, maybe if I was in a studio, if I had mine, I would probably toke on it. But the thing is, I like to smoke cannabis.
I understand.
You know, and it is loud, but if you get pulled over in the car, it's just a whole nother situation.
Well, you're medical, though, you know, and Rio's
but
not.
But it's still, you can't be medically... consuming your medicine and driving a car.
Rio, you good, man? Are you you're still on the weed, right?
Of course.
Okay, just want to make sure, but you're off the alcohol because of the, you know.
No, just because of choice. I just choose not to.
All right. Do you think you're the sly, sexy motherfucker that that people are emailing about? I don't know which one of you guys is so sexy because
I'm happily married.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm a sex symbol.
Yeah. I'll give all those to all those comments go to Rio.
Let me ask you guys because I feel like it's been a couple of weeks. Last time you were on the show, we were talking about opening day. You guys were stoked. It feels like baseball season's already been going on for 2 months.
Yeah.
You talked about that you were going to try whatever you could get your hands on.
Yeah.
You were going to maybe spend $100, $120. How was it? I know the Rays lost, didn't they?
Yeah, them fucking bastards. This fucking ruined my whole day.
Did it really? The opening day when they lost? You just felt like, what, we're not going to win a game this whole fucking year?
Well, it was pretty much indicative of the fact that, we're not going to the World Series.
Well, one game.
But then we turned around and won 2 in a row and beat their ass and then learned. So now it's going to be probably a 500 season. We'll be a wild card in the playoff. Hopefully we catch fire because that's really the bottom line in baseball.
And we would like to give a shout out to all the Rays.
You got to catch fire in September, October. Your bats got to be clicking, pitching, got to be pitching.
We would love to get any of you guys on the show.
Oh, you're trying to get... Oh, that's why we're shouting out the Rays. I was wondering why, because you like the Braves, so...
Yeah, I'm a Braves fan. And don't get me wrong, I actually got my Rays hat on.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Because in a perfect world, they'll be in the World Series.
The Braves and the Rays?
Yeah, and then me and Rio are going to go to every game.
All right, now tell me, guys, what'd you eat? What'd you spend? How was the opening day?
I didn't go. I ended up staying at the barbershop.
Yeah,
what the
I ended
hell?
Up going by myself.
Yeah, Rio went by himself. He's going. Rio's going.
Yeah.
But I have secured my shout out to my wife. She's the best. She secured some tickets for us.
Oh, so you ditched Rio and went with your wife?
No, no, no. I have tickets that we just got
today.
Oh,
you just got?
Yeah, she called me, right? You know, that was another reason we were late.
You don't have to give me a year. What?
No, I just lied. I just wanted to blame
I was going to say, how was the phone call? How are you getting tickets to the Rays? The reason why you're late. Now, are you taking Rio or is it just you and your wife?
No, me and Rio going. She actually told me that she was like, hey, you know, these tickets are really for you guys. You guys enjoy. I mean, if I wanted her to go, she would go. But she knows that me and Rio would enjoy that more.
Rio, what kind of food do they have this year? Anything special or just the same old shit?
It's mostly the same shit, but they got this noodle stand I've never seen before. They got the Philly cheese steak. Like, it's fucking good as fuck.
You fucked with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they got the Philly cheese steak fucking nachos and shit.
Good Lord. Are they from Philly?
I didn't give a fuck.
What do you think? There's got to be some Philadelphia representation to have a cheese steak?
I actually go to a restaurant, and they have on the water system in the restaurant that it's a Philly water system.
Yeah. Well, I know New York like talks about their water. That's why their bagels and pizza.
That's why the bread is so good.
Is that okay? So Philly's got that too.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
I mean, I did not know.
Yeah, I actually give it. Yeah, because the restaurant I go to, we actually go from St. Pete to Dunedin just to eat there.
What is this restaurant?
Delco's on Main Street.
Okay, do I need to go there?
Yes.
What do they have?
Get an Italian and get a steak and cheese.
All right. Well,
you need both.
What now? Italian? What you said? Italian? What?
Just the Italian sub.
Oh, the Italian sub. Okay.
Yeah. You need both.
Okay.
That'll because you're and your wife. You're gonna eat half Italian and the steak and cheese, and she's gonna do both.
They got like pizza and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think they do pizza, but they're like a Philly cheese
place?
Steak place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a restaurant in Philly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys that I ended up going to I was in Pittsburgh this weekend for some family issues and
shout out to Wiz Khalifa.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
Black and Yellow. Hey, don't get me wrong, Wiz, if you're ever in the Tampa Bay area.
Wiz is going to come on the show.
We would love to have you on the show. Yes, I mean, he's a cannabis.
Can I tell you what I learned?
Let's shoot.
About Black and Yellow?
Yeah, let's shoot.
Apparently the Pittsburgh colors are black and gold. So that's why I had to ask certain questions.
Okay.
So I don't know. Wiz Khalifa doesn't need to go back and change his lyrics or anything.
No, because now that song is for the Lakewood Spartans.
Yeah, it's false, representation there.
Is not for the Lakewood Spartans, St. Pete. Their colors are black and gold. That is now our song. Thanks, Wiz.
So I found out when we were going to be in Pittsburgh that the Pirates were having an opening day. And so I guess my cousin-in-law, I don't fucking know, but probably just somebody who I'm barely related to. Maybe
shout out cousins.
Yeah, it's just, how that goes, the cousin.
And they apparently
they're a pitching coach or a hitting coach for the Pirates or something that. So we end up getting tickets. We're like, got four tickets for opening day. And I was like, it was 30 degrees outside. I was like, I don't want to go.
It was a day game?
Yeah, it was a day game.
And it still was 30?
Yeah, it was at 4 o'clock. And so we go there, and I was like, all right, I ended up going because I was like, I'll get an experience. Let's go see this.
You ever been to the stadium?
No, stadium's fucking beautiful, man.
See?
I mean, a real stadium that's got a bridge. It's got this everything. I mean, it changes.
We need a stadium bad.
It changes everything.
We need a stadium bad.
It makes you, next time I go into the Trop, it's going to feel like I'm going into a haunted house compared to, me seeing.
We need a stadium bad.
It's a game changer. So let me tell you. So we get up there, we give them our tickets, and they go to scan my phone because that's where you keep your tickets now. And it's like, eh. And the guy's like, Kirk, what the fuck, man?
Hey, man, I mean, that might be somebody that wants a haircut.
You need to take it? I don't know.
No, I don't need to take it. It's a message.
Okay, I'm focusing on
Seth, you're like turning into my boss.
Now, I'm just trying to stay focused on this story here.
Oh, that was my wife. She says she loves me.
Okay. Does she know? She knows about me, right?
Yeah, she knows.
Does she listen to this shit?
Not yet.
Okay.
She will.
We'll get her an episode eventually that she can get into.
I don't know if that'd be safe.
This story's safe. So listen,
shoot, man, go ahead. 30 degrees.
I give the guy my phone, and he's like, let me try to scan another ticket because there's four of us. Goes to the next one, looks at the tickets. The tickets they sent us were for Saturday's game. This was Friday. So all of a sudden, my cousin-in-law. This is Phoebe's cousin.
Yeah,
she's like, do you think that maybe like we could just go into the standing room only section, or you think that you could just let us in?
Yeah.
And now I've seen people try to talk their way into backstage and all this stuff, but I've never seen somebody try to talk their way into a sporting event.
Yeah, that's kind of big.
Well, guess what? This fucking guy lets us through and lets us in the damn game.
Wow.
That's how I ended up seeing the Pirates opening day. Had tickets for the Right, he just let us in there.
That
was Friday afternoon, yeah.
That was cool as fuck.
That was cool, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to send you some pictures and videos, dude. But everybody was obviously, bundled up, because it was 30 degrees. But that's the way baseball has to be. Like, the Trop and Dome should not exist.
We need a stadium bad.
Yeah.
Bad. This is my perfect dream of a stadium. Downtown, right where between the pier and Albert Whitted. Drop the stadium there. You got the bay in the background. You got the Grand Prix riding through the stadium. And the condos that are down there, they can put more parking in their parking garages. They can make some revenue. We need a stadium bad, outdoor stadium, or we're going to lose them.
Well, we talked about, Pinellas County came up with like $600 million, and the Reds said they were going to come up with $600 million, and I don't think anybody's put up their $600 million yet.
Just a whole bunch of talk.
It said they were going to have a stadium by 2027, but it kind of just doesn't seem like that's going to happen at this point, right?
It doesn't look good.
Look good. All right, let me talk to you about something that I think looks good, all right?
Shoot.
Can you guys tell me how you feel about the Caitlin Clark revolution? Are you guys behind her? Is this just something that white people are? Hold on, my mom's calling me right now. Let me make sure everything's okay. Hold on. Let me see.
Let me ask.
Hold on. Hey, mom.
Yeah.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah. Why?
I'm recording Operation Pigmentation right now,
Mom.
With Rio and Craig, and we're on the show.
Know you were still working.
I work a lot, Mom, but it's because these guys were an hour late, or else I would have been able to take your phone call.
I'm just gonna tell everybody.
Can I
call you after?
Yeah, call me later.
All right, love you.
That's so sweet.
Love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Your mom's the coolest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We just started talking again.
She's still cook for you and shit?
Craig, she lives in Newport Richey. I barely see her. She hasn't come out to St. Pete in 2 years.
Wow.
It's like, Tampa people don't want to cross the bridge. Newport,
of course.
Newport Richey people don't want anything to do with Pinellas County at all.
Of course. They kind of wish they were in Pasco.
They
want to
stay.
Move the county line.
They want to stay there. All right.
They want to move the county.
Can you guys tell me how you feel about
Caitlin? Who is Caitlin Clark?
Come on, man.
For real, do you know anything about this?
The white girl from Iowa, man.
Yeah.
Basketball girl.
Yeah. Was this not a topic at the barbershop right now?
Not really, because girls basketball is kind of like.
But she's so good. Like, she's like the Steph Curry.
My take on the whole Caitlin
Talk
Clark
to me, Rio.
Thing, I'm behind Diana Taurasi.
Really?
You heard her statements. And it was kind of cryptic a little bit.
These old bitches are hating, though, Rio.
She was basically like, because they were talking about the Barbosa girl from South Carolina as well. And the transition from, college to the WNBA. And Diana Taurasi's take was basically like, some people, they come from college and they're going to be just fine. Talking about the big 6'8" Brazilian girl coming in. She's going to be just fine. And then she say, but it's also easy to whoop up on 18, 19-year-olds. She say, when they get to the league, you dealing with grown women. We're just going to see. And that's what I'm at with it.
Isn't that the same for everybody? Like, everybody, everybody in football, everybody gets drafted in every sport, they all have to adjust to the next level. It feels like when people are saying Caitlin Clark has to adjust, she's going to hate. And, Craig, I'm surprised that you haven't heard about her because she had, I think they had her game the other day where they played South Carolina. I had like 18 million people watch. The most people that have watched a women's basketball game since 1992.
Wow.
So
I'm going to be honest. Is she dunking during the game?
No. She's a shooter. Like, okay. She'll pull up from
so
like.
That's, why
that's
I
what I'm
care.
Saying. Like,
she pulled from half court.
We use the comparison for the NFL draft. And you have these players that are supposed to be these generational talents.
Like Marvin
college.
Harrison Jr. this year.
No, fucking like, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah,
Johnny football.
That's another good one.
They hyped that motherfucker up and everybody knew, bitch, wait till he gets to the league. It don't matter about the color of your skin, motherfucker. These people are big. And he's little. It's called the laws of fucking physics. You know what I'm saying?
I heard someone make a statement about the girls' basketball saying that because the ball is a tad bit smaller.
Yes.
That, the shooting ratio for them maybe higher because, you know, the ball's a little smaller.
Well, they're saying,
and they're shooting on the same size hoop.
They're saying they used to use a men's ball back in the day, that there was no 3-point line. It's really, to me, it's a bunch of, you know how women are, love hating another woman.
Oh, man, don't get me started.
This is a bunch of old heads that are lining up just to hate on this poor girl, Rio. And I feel like you're in line. Not that you're an old head or anything.
It's not about hating on her. It's about showing. It's about, okay. Build up all this hype. It's hype, 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 hype. How many number one draft pick, overall draft picks, really pan out? How many people that are hyped up in college really get to the next level and pan out? Like, really, it's a very small
number. Don't you think she's different because we're talking about her?
Like, no, she's no different than anybody else that's come out that was hyped up.
All right.
It's no different. Yeah, she's no different than Johnny Manziel, Ryan Lee.
I think the pressure is on more because
of that.
What
about all those basketball dudes and shit that come out number one draft pick? How many of those pan out?
The one and done guys.
How many of those come out of college and pan out?
Carmelo
so
Anthony.
I'm not hating on the girl. She's probably going to have an opportunity to at least capitalize and make more money off of her name and from all the work she put in from college. However, I mean, she's not going to be the next goddamn Sue Bird.
Okay. No Sue Bird coming.
No. When you look at her game, do you see Sue Bird?
I don't know Sue Bird's game. I'm not going to lie. I mean, Sue Bird, but I'm not familiar with her game, Rio. Oh,
well, you don't have to be familiar with her game. Just be familiar with the whole success and the fact that you even know her name.
Yes.
Right. Is that girl going to be leave an imprint on the WNBA where a novice or not even a novice, somebody that kind of just like glances in on women's basketball? I'm not really into it, but I'm into it enough to know a few names.
Yeah.
And is she going to be that level of a player to where you're going to at least know her name?
I think so. Go ahead. I like that Craig was like, who the fuck's Caitlin Clark? And now he's got good opinions on it.
I'm just like, good question. I mean, because I trust Rio's opinion on sports.
We wish the girl well. I mean, there's an incredible amount of hype that's coming with her that, I mean, you can say is deserved or not. But again, they're already crowning this girl. She never won a damn national championship.
Do you like, do you think Angel Reese is hot?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Me too. Me too.
Oh yeah.
The love and basketball.
You know? Man. Do you know her, Craig, from LSU?
Yeah.
Is it good to tell me, guys? Are you guys cool with women that are now putting on eyelashes and weaves?
Yes, I'm cool with that in women's basketball because it takes the stigma away that they're all bulldaggers. You feel me? And I remember growing up, our girls' basketball team was actually really good. They had a lot of fucking girls on the team. Some of them were bulldaggers, but the majority of them was just regular women that was, you know, that could play basketball.
Right, that could shoot the rock.
No offense to any of the ladies in the LGBT community.
No offense, but again, you know the stigma that comes with women's basketball.
It's like Brittany Griner, you know?
Yeah, that and girls softball.
That's the stigma. All of them are Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lisa Leslie wasn't gay. She was a beautiful black woman. However, the stigma when they came in was, is she gay? She must be gay. She played basketball.
She can play basketball that good. She has to be gay.
So I like that they're putting on their little lashes. And we can play basketball, but we're still women.
Yeah.
We're like girly girls. We're feminine.
Yeah,
I'm all for it, too.
And I'm cool with that, even though I have nothing against the Bulldoggers.
Are they still trying to smush it
I have nothing against them.
During the game?
If you're gay, you're gay, and I have nothing against that. But I love women, and I don't want that whole sport to just be deemed gay because women are playing it. They're not women. I like women that play basketball. I like this
shit. Softball.
Yeah, I like them when they got their nails done, a little ass in there, a little booty. Action.
Rio's
I like the whole feminine part of the whole thing, too. Now I'm still a man.
Rio's on fire today.
Right.
All right,
I don't want to see her dunking, but I do want to see her prancing down the floor and shit. A little bounce on the titty and shit. So I don't want her chest looking like mine. Shit, her booty looking like mine.
Oh, my.
All stiff and hard.
There you go. girls basketball.
I love women's basketball.
Yeah, that was great.
I do
Same
too.
As I love women's volleyball.
That's
women's volleyball is it's do, like from heaven. I think they play volleyball.
It's softcore porn, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's like
they play volleyball in heaven.
Yeah, with the short shorts.
No, they're butt naked. You don't need no clothes in heaven.
You want to open up a naked volleyball league? Women only.
Of course, women only.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little something we could do down by the
and
south
then side. We'll be the only men, like, in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you work there, so, I mean, you got to be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's get off the horny stuff for a second. Where are you guys coming out on Bronny James right now and that whole situation? I mean, Craig, I mean.
Here's my take.
Yeah, I'm glad you got one.
No matter what happens,
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And his father are going to win a championship.
Oh, Lord.
No, they're not going to win no championship.
He's going to be a coach. His dad's going to be a coach player.
How is that going to – do you think he's going to come out this year because he's
– He has to.
He's coming out here to clear up for the draft.
But he's still – he's maintaining his college eligibility, and he's in the transfer portal.
He has a lot of
– They all can do that now due to the NIL.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, like, you know, he was recovering from his heart issues this year, and, like, I think that he – I think another year –
That's why they're going to hurry up.
His dad is a billionaire. He'll be all right.
So – But I think that he wants to see where he's going to get drafted before he comes out because he doesn't want to get – he's not going to be a second rounder.
No, he wants to come out first, play with his father, win a championship.
How does that happen, though?
His dad is going to be the coach player.
I don't believe it really matters what round he goes. I think they're trying to align it so that whatever team that LeBron, Big Daddy owns, he can – get his son and get the team to draft him without, you know, using a whole bunch of resources to get him. Because, I mean, I watched the boy play. He is not no first round pick.
Really?
This was before the heart issues.
Okay, okay.
He's not a first rounder. He's more like a second, third.
He has a name.
Know what I mean? When he gets to the league, he'll have a chance. He'll have more than enough chance to, you know, prove a little bit more. But as far as just raw talent and just a player – He's not that. He's not a first rounder. Not at all.
So is he not a? He's not a phenom.
No, he's nothing like his dad. I mean, he's not even as tall as his.
And it's. I think it's unfair to even like bring them up. But here's kind of where my thing is coming from. Like, is LeBron putting this unfair like timeline on his son because he said he wants to play together? That's the last thing. Does that mean like any team that drafts him, LeBron's going to go to, even if it's a bad team? Like how do these teams assemble? Like, is LeBron going to get the Lakers to pick him? I mean, because
that's
Lakers,
what I think they're assembling now. I think that's what they're negotiating and trying to figure out exactly what team is going to actually get him, or you know what I'm saying? Like, where is his value in the draft? So that, because ultimately LeBron ain't leaving the damn Lakers. The boy is getting, the Lakers gonna draft him.
Well, they
just have no resources to you know, use to get him.
The Lakers still need some help, and they've talked about adding the offseason. I've already heard already possibly trading for Trae Young or somebody. They need another guy.
Listen, this is what's going
to
happen.
Talk to me.
His dad is old as shit.
Yes.
His dad's going to be the player coach. They're going to get another group of young guns.
The Lakers. Okay.
That don't really demand a lot of money, but they're going to be willing to play for LeBron.
Okay.
And then they come, and then they hold it together all season, and then old man Winter comes out playoff time, and they make a run. Okay. I'm telling you.
Do you think that they're
those records would never be broken?
Do you think they're actually going to? I mean, honestly, Craig, and I
just the record of him, father and son playing.
I like where you're going with this whole thing, but do you think that they'll actually end up playing together? Because if you think about it,
oh, they're going to play.
The NBA needs it. And if they don't play together, what we going to watch? His father demolish him. Because that's what's going to happen.
That's true. I did not even think about LeBron playing against
them.
Yeah,
so what, the NBA is going to put the father-son thing against each other?
Is it interesting to you, like, how it plays out? Is it a good storyline?
I'm telling you, I'm banking on
okay.
He's going to play with his dad. He has to play with his dad because he needs the protection of his dad. Because if not, he's going to get chewed up in the media. He's going to get chewed up on the court.
He's not going to get that because, for one,
he's
going to
be on the team with his dad.
Those expectations are not on him.
No, they're not. They're going to be on Trae Young and others.
Right. And I don't even think it's so much as a championship run that realistically they're not going to win no damn championship.
Like, do you think it's
time in the near future?
Like, hey.
I think it's more so publicity. Along with the Lakers,
I can believe that.
With the whole thing that comes with the Lakers,
the machine,
and the tradition,
the whole tradition,
and now you have that on there, father and son, one of the greatest of all time, playing with his son a year or two in the league on the same team. And
they might change the Jerry West emblem.
You always got
to
remember.
To be LeBron, like, giving the ball to his son.
They are never going to do that. They will never take a white man off of a pedestal and put a black man on. That ain't going to ever happen. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, man.
Who would be the black man if they had an NBA logo?
None. They already told y'all when they gave Jerry West. Jerry West was a great player, but he wasn't that damn great. Shit. It was a dude named Bill Russell that was playing like right around the time he was playing.
Maybe it was just about the silhouette and how the silhouette looked. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it wasn't about the player.
I think it's a great point, though, that I never really stepped back to go, because Jerry West was good, but he wasn't
that
good.
He wasn't that good to be the logo for one of the powerfulest damn sports in the world.
Yeah.
He wasn't that damn good.
They ever going to tweak that at all? Or think they just gotta,
it's
going
to be LeBron handing the ball to the son.
That they're going to have to make LeBron white. That's going to be the only way
that's
it works.
That's what reels.
Did you guys stare at the eclipse at all yesterday?
Yes, I powered up. All black people powered up.
Did they?
On the eclipse.
Were you into it? Did you like go outside with special glasses at all?
We don't need special glasses.
Just went out there and stood in the sun.
Yeah.
How was it? Anything special?
We got superpowers.
I got a little darker.
Oh, I got superpowers.
That seems very hard to do. Do you got, Craig? What can you do now?
I got X-ray vision.
You do?
Yep.
Wow. Is that why you looked at me awkwardly today when you were getting out of the car?
I'm not sure, but it looks like you need shoulder surgery.
X-ray vision, you got to see like cartilage and shit.
Yeah, I can do all of that.
Okay, I just want the clothing.
Yeah,
removal.
Other than that, everything's pretty much, you know, no blood clots or anything like that, no masses.
Okay.
But I do see a couple torn tendons and ligaments.
Oh, Lord.
You know, right up in, but other than that, I text my wife and told her that I looked at the sun and now I have X-ray vision.
Did you see a lot of people out in the neighborhood yesterday watching the sun at the same time?
Fuck no.
No.
Nobody was looking at the
We only saw one person
one
that
chick,
was geeked up.
She was geeked up by
about
that shit.
I mean, she was like, are you guys seeing this? It's fucking amazing. Right. Just look at it. Just look at it.
I was like, okay.
And I kept saying, I don't give a fuck.
like this is the first time it happened in 140 years.
It's 7 years. It happened 7 years ago, I think.
No, and she said like not a full eclipse.
Called. Yeah,
the full eclipse.
I remember doing that in elementary school.
I remember they'd be talking about that shit.
Eclipse. Do you know people like drove to the hot spots in the country to where it was going
to
be
go
like,
see it? Yeah, it went dark. Yeah. In certain places.
Yeah, they wanted to power up.
Well, they powered up.
Me, myself, personally, I think that would scare the fucking daylights out of me if I was actually experiencing the dark at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Can I tell you something? And I was,
I'll be thinking in the world is going to end.
Well, right. I'm so glad that you high motherfuckers brought that up because I was thinking about it too. If we didn't know shit, like the first people on Earth, all of a sudden they understand day and night, sun and moon. They got that concept. But all of a sudden it just goes fucking dark.
I'm going to be like, this is it.
Well, you would think right now you would think that aliens are coming, right?
I mean, this is it.
No, I wouldn't be thinking about no damn aliens.
I'd be thinking,
this shit is over.
Yeah.
Just like God just fucking turned the lights out.
Well, I grew up with the whole Bible shit and
it's going
the Bible
down.
Thumpers and, yeah. You know, the end of the world and
it's
fucking
coming.
Prophecy and, you know,
yeah. It was
the end times.
Yesterday.
And I would have thought just to show a shit stank, man, this shit over with, man. This shit is over with.
Just imagine you're out there, you know, sweeping your front of your porch or something and, you know, it's sunny and shit, and then you look up and it's fucking dark.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's
pitch
over.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, God's on his way back.
It's a route.
Thank you.
Nuclear bomb.
No.
Anything. I'm going to be thinking crazy.
Motherfucker. First thing I'm going to think about is white people. I'm gonna be like, y'all motherfuckers got something to do with this shit. Yeah, there's somewhere behind there's a white man back there doing something with the goddamn sun.
I would have been freaking out. I mean, if you didn't have the concept of knowing about what was going to happen, but apparently there was some people a long time ago that knew all these things.
They knew all this shit.
Yeah.
They knew all this shit and didn't have a fucking computer or nothing. Yeah.
They just figured it out.
Somehow they figured this shit out. We don't fucking know how they built the pyramids. So clearly they figured something out.
Yeah. You know, the pyramids are still standing.
Do you know I was thinking about the pyramids the other day too.
They're still standing.
Is it really that far fetched that like, you know, they could have built them years ago? I mean,
they're still standing.
I know, but I mean, what people are saying that like it's aliens or something. Like,
I mean,
this doesn't seem like you're alien guys, though. So
I mean, like,
for me,
if I had a million motherfuckers, I think we could figure it out. Yeah. I think if I got a million motherfuckers
together.
Like if
you're the pharaoh?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was the pharaoh and I got a million motherfuckers, that's the facts. They had a million motherfuckers. They had a pharaoh. And they have shit else to do.
Yeah, we going to make this motherfucker and we going to make it right. We going to make this bitch
what
right.
What the fuck was
perfectly
going on?
Right.
We going to make this goddamn speaks. We going to make these goddamn pyramids.
We going to embalm each other and all.
Man,
yeah,
we finna do all this shit. Because think about it. What the fuck else was they doing?
Yeah.
Wasn't no goddamn nuclear bombs. Wasn't no World War II or
III
or
nothing.
About
Seth.
No
you
NBA.
Know what I think
wasn't
about
Wasn't no
Seth.
Fuel. Wasn't nobody fighting over oil.
Do you think like the pyramids were dark, nasty places with fire on the wall and shit like that?
Hell no.
I don't think so.
No.
They probably had air conditioning, nice pyramids. I mean, they had people.
Think about it, Mr.
You know,
Craig.
Looking just like, you know, what the chick name
If I had a
was.
Million motherfuckers.
Yeah, working on
somebody
my house.
Somebody gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, working on my house. You know, somebody.
I'm just saying. They talking about, it's impossible. They got a fucking damn 2,200 ton rocks and shit, and they were carrying them 600 miles from the fucking quarry. And everybody keeps negating and neglecting to talk about the motherfuckers that goddamn. It's a million of them. If I had a million different damn ways to do it, damn, we'll figure this shit out.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure this shit out, man.
And we got a lot of time.
Come
man.
On.
Yeah.
You're on fucking fire today. Guys, anything going on at the barbershop? Anything I need to know about? Anything in your world that you wanted to bring up? Everything cool?
Oh, I will say that we met two guys this morning, and they came and let us know about their little thing they got going on where you can...
Well, I'm sorry. This is real. This sounds weird, Craig.
Yeah, they can book... You can book a haircut to come to your house.
They basically piggybacking off the whole
Uber idea,
Eats. And
so you can...
You can pretty much... They jumping on that... and making people pay for a convenience, and they need, they're going around the area.
So you, so what, they came in to see you guys?
Yeah.
What do they, what do they want?
Us to sign up for their,
their shit, to be on their list. You know how, like, you, there's no Uber without drivers.
Right, right.
So you have to have the drivers sign up so that the customers can, you know, order a ride.
Same,
and that's kind
like
of the same difference with a haircut. You need the barbers.
So they want you, you so go to somebody's house?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a pull up. It's basically a mobile barber.
So pretty much you
thing.
Log on, and I pick the area that I'm willing to go to.
Right.
And somebody else that needs a haircut would log on and see a barber, check out his prices, and pick you. And then you would go to their home and cut their hair.
Or they could just be like, put themselves available for a haircut. And the barbers in the area can look and see, and I can just pick that one and go and pull up on his ass.
Yeah.
What if, the same way an Uber does.
So you guys signed up? You guys are all in?
Well, I'm kind of signed up. I got to this one part of the sign up where it's asking for your consent to do a criminal background check and all this other shit. And I'm just looking like, well, what's
well,
the
you know, they should
understand why they're asking
because
for
people
that
are coming to their home.
But again, and they're saying they're going to use a third party to do the background check, which means that
they're
you're
gonna
going
find
to
your
pass.
Charges?
No, you're going to pass my information on to another person that has nothing to do with this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's another person that has access to my pertinent information. That I don't feel, I don't need to do a background check to do haircuts at the barbershop.
Well, why don't you guys?
So I understand the fact of what it is because of insurance and this app that they have, the business, and you can't just have anybody going to people's house. So I understand that part. I just, I'm not comfortable with you having that, giving you that much power over something that I don't even need.
And I also want to say to the two guys that, you know, this is their little app and everything, they need to explain that to a lot of barbers.
They need to make sure that when they're
are in this
pitching that
industry,
that they tell you that. And see,
criminal background.
I seen this shit after they left. So I wasn't able to actually question, like, well, what's the purpose of me giving you consent to fucking
pass my info.
Go in my background. Because if I'm giving you a consent to do a criminal background check, next you're going to be asking me for my social security number. And I ain't doing all that. For what? I don't need that because I didn't need you. You don't do anything.
Because
you're not
the whole
even an enhancement
culture of the
to my
barbershop
business.
Is stop trying to make it convenient.
No, what they're trying
and
to
get
do
your
is
ass up
like
and come
everybody
to the
else in capitalism. We're
yeah,
going
to
come and make
to
some
make
money
off
your
us,
idea.
About you, yeah.
Can I tell you guys, I don't want somebody in my house giving me a haircut. Like, that I don't know.
Barbers
but
don't want to come to your house.
That, it's a lot of people that do want that.
Yeah.
And it's just like America, we cater to lazy and we make billions of dollars
off
of
laziness.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you do if you pass the background check and you go, you know, cut a guy's hair?
I don't
hair,
know.
Then
I haven't forgot that far yet.
And he okay, asked for a happy
this.
Ending.
Watch this. I was just finna say that. Yeah. What if I get past the background check and I go to some weirdo's house? Do they have to pass a background check to book?
That's a good question because they
could
fucking.
That could go. But see, these
they
all
could traffic
things.
You.
These are all things that I would have been willing to ask these two guys if they would explain this while they were selling their. Why they were pitching their ass.
The last thing I want, and my problem with the whole background check, I don't give a fuck about what's on my background because it's on there and it's going to stay
on there.
And
it's public record.
However, every time I've been used or asked to use my criminal background and check my penalty, I was damn declined for something. Or I was rejected. So no, you
so
can't
no,
check
yeah,
my fucking criminal background check. For what?
So you can deny me?
Deny me of some shit I ain't even asked for?
Yeah. Because bottom line is,
you
get your ass up
or what are
and
you gonna,
go to the barbershop.
Or what are you going to put down on my shit? On my information, on my little portfolio, when they look up the barber, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, this is a barber, but he has 7 felonies.
is it 7, Rio? Is it up to 7?
No, that was
fuck
just
no,
a,
that's
yeah,
just
that's
a,
just,
that was
oh,
just
okay.
for shits and giggles
okay, right.
to talk. I've
okay.
got way more felonies than that. But again,
good one, bro.
And that's public record for anybody that wants to know.
So then, you know, there's no big deal.
You can pull all that shit up. But again, it's like, what is the fucking purpose? Again, you came to us. We didn't come to you.
How much would it take for to get, like, if someone's like, if I was like, Craig, hey, could you come by my house?
I need at least $100.
$100? Okay. That makes sense.
I'm not as
money. I really don't want you to come.
If you ain't got at least $50, don't call my phone.
Okay. All right. I'm with that.
Because my thing is, I have to pack this up. I have to come to your house. You don't have a barber chair. You don't have lights. So I got to come somewhere uncomfortable.
I
got
to find a fucking outlet, you know, to plug shit in.
No, luckily, we got cordless clippers.
Okay.
Luckily, you don't have to do that. But you do have to find a chair. You probably got some fucking stool that doesn't spin around. You probably got a badass dog.
So now I
got to
walk around the chair.
You got a dog that's steady coming in here, nipping at my heels, or a bad kid, or a wife.
Or you stay with your mama, them, and your mama come. I got to live by the rules of your mama house
when
shit.
I come over here. Yeah.
I think
you better sweep that up when you done. No, you need to get your ass up and come to the barbershop.
I think that you guys should talk to the two dudes next time and just, you guys just totally destroyed their app. So
I don't believe we're ever going to see them again.
No, I believe that we will see them again. Because one of them already knew your name.
They knew us. They knew you. They knew Seth Kushner.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he knows your name.
How?
He knows you.
His name, you put me on my list?
He told me his name. He's like, he said his fucking family's Arab.
I don't know. Like
Black Luvar.
What?
What the fuck did he say his name?
His name was, Black
Luvar.
Black something like that. Black.
Nah,
I'm Jewish. Was
up.
He threatening me at all?
No. He said he knew you from the radio.
The show.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So, wait, you thought,
all right, well, you know, is he looking for investors or just?
No, actually, we were like, maybe we can talk about you guys on the podcast. But then we got further into the app, and now we're talking about them on the podcast.
Yeah.
But here's the issue. A lot of barbers are in this industry because they had the criminal background.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So you can, you know, have a criminal background, get your license, and still make a living. You know, actually make a living. It is up to you. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that they're trying to make business. They're trying to make money. That's understandable. But here's the thing. The barbershop culture is getting away from being a barbershop. It's the man's country club. It's not the place where you go hide in your house and have this personal look fucking haircut. No, you go down here and hear people cuts, teach young men how to be real men.
Yes.
You know, and this happens at the barbershop. You kick sports, you talk it. The man's culture is getting away from being men. Stop being soft. Get your ass up. Come to the barbershop and spend an hour and a half. We have people that come by just, they don't even get haircuts. They might have a day off, and they just come by and want to sit and chill. They may drink a beer and haul ass.
That dude, it's a great place.
So, you know, the whole thing about it is we don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that. I think that young men and culture and things of that barbershop is a necessity for young men. I really believe.
And can I say that I don't want anybody cutting my hair unless they have at least 3 felonies. So
see?
That's how I've always felt.
I want it to be where you cut my hair or I cut your hair and you don't give 2 fucks about what it is, my personal history. All you care about is all the effort I put in to cutting your hair and being able
and
to
like
be
it.
The best I can be.
Yeah. And you like it.
Because, I mean, you know, like I say, my experience with the whole criminal background thing has always been negative. There's never been anything positive with someone asking me about my criminal background.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to say, oh, yeah, so, you have 3 felonies. That's exactly
and my,
what
my,
we're looking for.
My criminal background has absolutely 0 to do with my haircut. Nothing to do. I learned how to cut hair in jail.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You did?
Right. With a razor and comb. I got a lot of experience in jail.
He actually studied
so people asking me about my felonies and my criminal background, they're never going to ask me, well, what does that have to do with you cutting hair? Or they're not going to ask me or give me the opportunity to say that, yeah, my criminal background actually helped me fucking get to where I'm at right now. Because no one wants to hear that. Everybody wants to fucking damn use
harp
that
on the negative
as something, something against you or a reason to why you can't get what you want. And what I want, if you're offering me to be able to make money off of something I'm already doing.
And you're going to make money off of me.
And then you're making money off of the customer too. You don't need to know nothing about me as far as my criminal background unless you're trying to deny me of something or limit me, you know what I'm saying, as to what I can do or the type of customers I can get to.
Yeah.
Because the customers that's concerned about my criminal background, they're not my customers anyway. They will never be my customers. They'll never even come my way.
Yeah, because you know what happens to those kind of people? Customers. They come to the barbershop and they hear a man use a cuss word and they usually get their panties in a bunch and they leave.
Moms do that, you said?
No, men.
Men do that, really?
Yeah, there's men, yeah, men that will come to the barbershop and hear somebody cuss, and there's no women in here, there's no children in here, and even if there is young men in here, they probably cuss more than we do.
Oh, yeah.
So
they love it. I've seen when the teenagers come in there. They look to you guys.
They
want to know what's going on.
That's right. Yeah. And the reality of it is, when you come with all that, I need to know about this and blase squazzy, then you're not coming here to get a haircut. You're coming here to be negative. You're looking for something. And those kind of people either never get a barbershop or they find that one person that they'll let come to their house and cut their hair. No, get your ass up, become part of the man society, and go to the barbershop. Period.
And if
you're on the other side, you can still come to our barbershop. You may hear the word gay, but we're not against you guys. But you are gay, right?
I have gay customers.
So I don't see why you guys are offended by, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like but those kind of people we really don't want. We want...
Gay people are fine, is what you're saying. You want gay, yes.
We all have customers that are gay.
We just don't want these people that got their panties all in a bunch about every fucking thing.
About everything.
That's trying to be politically correct
the music,
and shit.
The
we are politically incorrect at all times. So if
Pretty
you can't,
much.
No fucking damn, grasp
you
your head around
laugh,
that, then don't come around us.
Yeah.
We don't want your money.
Because you're going to be offended.
Right.
And if you're going to act like that, I mean, Seth, for real, we cuss on the podcast.
Yeah.
We cuss in reality.
Yes.
We cuss in real life.
Yeah, bottom line, we cuss in real life.
That's
and
what
the saddest
Pat McAfee
thing is,
say on his show.
Yeah, you know.
Real people cuss in real life.
And these are real men that they work somewhere, and they may have had a whole week of work where customers may have been giving them the shit, and then they come to the barbershop on Friday afternoon and crack open a cold beer trying to get a haircut, and they say, "Boy, I had a fucking fucked up week." And then here it is, some man in here with his son, and he covers the little boy's ear and walks him out instead of talking to him. About you know you don't use words like that. But let me tell you what he meant by that.
Or just get some life experience and hear about the guy's problems.
That's
you know?
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Let me tell you what he meant by that. Son. But no, what you're going to do is teach him to get his panties in a bunch and he's going to run. We also see this in Little League football. Oh, you can't. Johnny can't play here. So they pick the child up and go to another league.
What's wrong with the league when they go, Johnny can't play here?
Oh, because they're going to say that there's
favoritism.
Okay. I can't play enough. They don't let me play. They have their favorites. Bottom line, you teach a young child to take it, earn it. That's what sports are about. They're not saying, little Johnny, if you're not going to play here, we're going to just pick you up and say, we're going to go over here because you're going to play over here. That's not real life. Because if you want to compete at a job, you got to be competitive. You don't run to the competitors and say, oh, I'm going to start over here. No, you're not. Those same people you're going to have to play against.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think we said it all. I'm glad you guys, when I asked you guys what was going on, I'm glad that we got into this Uber barber service that's going around that you guys will not be participating in. Because fuck background checks. Because we don't give a shit about them. We don't need them for any job. And the only jobs we want are ones where they don't give you a background check.
Straight up.
Yeah, and if you
That's what I got into business for.
Straight up. You know what? If you're a bitch, don't come to the barber shop with your fucking kids, okay? I'm bringing my six-year-old daughter down there this weekend, okay, guys?
And we would love to hang out.
Yeah, and I want you guys to really just really let the N-word fly.
We're going to talk, but everybody's going to be respectful of the
because
little women.
Because, you know, bottom, that we're respectful of women.
I have little girls.
Yeah.
You know, we all got girls
Shout
and children
out to my daughter.
And shit. So it will be, it'll be a little filter on it if you got your daughter in there.
Okay.
It's going to be a little
just
bit of a
little,
filter.
It's going to go PG-13.
Right. That's,
right.
We'll
we don't want to be responsible for
it
creating
won't be any
a
worse than
hillion.
Anything. It won't be any worse than anything that's on daytime TV.
That is correct.
Right.
That is 100% correct. Guys, I love you. Thanks for doing this, man. Great
Anytime,
episode.
My man. You know we
Hey, next week, what time do you want us here?
One. I mean, unless you want to, you know.
No. We're going to be here at one.
Okay.
We're sorry, Seth.
No, don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm going to do better.
Tell me to fuck off, man.
You don't have to worry about any of this anymore, Seth,
because
I've been waiting to say this on the air so that next week, everything is now, the times are etched in stone. It's going to be Tuesday at 1 o'clock every week, a perpetual thing, not Wednesdays at 2.
No.
So, yeah, we will be on time next week. Trust and believe. The on-time thing, I am the most on-time black person you'll probably ever meet in your life.
I don't know. My daddy might have you beat.
Well, I'm behind him.
Why is Craig so night on your level of being on time? Craig is very casual and not really on
No, this is the only time that I've been casual.
I am highly
Because
punctual.
You know why I've been casual? Because really it's been us working, and I know we're going to get over here. But now that we done set this in stone...
It's in stone.
Yeah.
I mean, we
see now. I can be a bitch about this shit. A real dick.
Yeah,
and be like, hey, you
Yeah, we gonna have to tell
people.
See,
I tell my customers, motherfucker, I got somewhere to be. You come back at a certain time, I got you.
Straight up. So now the world knows that Latin Sons will be missing Craig and Rio from about 12 o'clock to maybe 2:30. Every Tuesday.
I'm going to be here. We will be here.
On time.
All right, guys.
Straight up.
All right, now, I appreciate that. Now, I must call my mom back. And I'll see you guys next week.
Hey,
all right, brother.
Good episode, Seth.
Oh, man, you guys are great.
I got that whole
Rio
one,
was
too.
Yeah, Rio's on fire, man. Rio crazy.
I got this shit on our podcast.
I like Rio talking about the women wearing...
Yeah, fuck it. I'm